Hello, my name is Don Diego. I'm the morning show host for K-Grate 104, 103.9 FM, KGRT in Las Cruces. Not only am I the morning show host at KGRT, I volunteer for numerous organizations in the community. Organizations like the Chamber of Commerce, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, the Optimist Club, and United Blood Services. You'll hear a sound effect at the end of some of my bits. That's the Zorro Z Swish. I hope you enjoy my air check. Thank you.
Rise and shine. Come on. Get up. Come on. Rise and shine.
Don't say it's a fine morning or I'll shoot you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You better wipe that smile off your face or I'll do it for you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Hello.
Hello.
Las Cruces and the Mesilla Valley. It is a beautiful Thursday. Partly cloudy skies today. A high of 63. Highway 70 is open all day long as the Mariachi Conference begins this weekend. Get your birthdays and anniversaries in at 523 KGRT right now. Don't delay as we keep it moving with Rascal Flatts on K-Grate 104. Great country with Alan Jackson, where I come from. As we take a look at our celebrity spotlight today, Luke Bryan grew up in a very small town of Leesburg, Georgia. Back home, he helped his father with his peanut and fertilizer businesses while playing sports and enjoying the great outdoors. Yet he can remember his mother urging him to belt out George Strait songs over and over while she drove him into town to shop. By age 14, his parents bought him a guitar. By 15, his father would take him down to the nearby club where he shared guitar licks and lead vocals with other local country singers. Here he is with one of my favorite songs, All My Friends Say, is Luke Bryan on K-Grate 104. K-Grate 104, Craig Morgan and Bonfires. We take a look at what's happening around the town. Of course, you got the Mariachi Conference in town this weekend. Actually, it starts today and goes all through the weekend, but the big show will be Saturday night. If you haven't gotten your tickets already, you can get your tickets at the Ticketmaster, or you can also get them at the Pan Am box office, and you should get those as quickly as you possibly can so you can get the best seats. Also, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but we were chosen one of the top 10 best performing cities. Very, very cool. We're always chosen for top stuff. You know, that's why everybody wants to live here in southern Mexico. You know what I'm saying? And finally, don't forget, this weekend, the Farmer's Crafts Market. Go down and get your fruits and vegetables and any other little trinkets. It's a great place to do your holiday shopping, too. Just insider information there, okay? That's what's happening around the town. Here's Carrie Underwood on K-Grate 104.
Good morning, K-Grate.
Morning. How's it going? One more time.
Okay, man. What's your name?
This is Randy.
Randy. Okay, here's the riddle. Many things can create one. It can be of any size or shape. It is created for various reasons, and it can shrink or grow with time. What is it you think?
We're thinking a hole.
A hole is the answer.
Oh, cool, man. That'll work.
Very good. Yeah, what you said, we. How many? You got other people there helping you out?
Yeah, we're over here racking our brain.
Racking your brain. Well, you know, it's kind of a good exercise to do in the morning, right?
It's way early. Way early. So halfway through the cup of coffee.
There you go. I hear you. I hear you. Well, congratulations. You got lunch today. How's that?
That'll work. That's
you got a combo meal from DG's University Deli and Coffee Shop. Includes a drink and a side item. They're located right there on the corner of Solano and University. Have you been there before?
Yes, I have.
Ah, well, then you can go take all your friends. Heck, they helped you out. You might as well split a sandwich.
There
you know?
We go.
All right, man. Tell everybody who made you a winner.
KGRT.
K-Grate 104, Easton Corbin, a little more country than that. As we celebrate you this morning, got several email birthday wishes. One going out to Rachel Young, who turns 14 from your family. Mike Martinez turns 7. Happy birthday from mom, dad, your brothers, and your sisters. Who else is celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today?
I want to make a birthday request to my sister, Rayanne. She goes to Tonka, and it's from her sister, Chastity, her mom, dad, Shaquan the dog, and Patches the cat.
Happy birthday, Davey Baca, from your mom and dad and your sister. Love you.
I'd like to wish Joseph Matthew a happy birthday. He goes to Las Cruces High School, and it's from Brooke and Mary.
And if today is your birthday or anniversary, remember this.
Live fast, love hard, and don't let anybody else use your comb.
And from everybody here at your family-friendly hometown country morning show, we hope you have a blessed day. the country station, K-Great 104, taking a look at our hometown heroes this morning. Hometown heroes are people who serve other people, their community, and take pride in honoring, restoring, preserving, or celebrating an aspect of American hometown life, be it their work, passion, or pastime. Thus, the truest meaning of hometown hero is people protecting, defending, caring for, or serving others. With that as the background, who is a hometown hero in your life or the life of someone that you know? Some of the greatest hometown heroes in our lives are unknown to the outside world and garner very little, if any, attention. As we continue to focus on the mayor's top teens, they must have overcome a significant obstacle in their lives, performed community service, demonstrate scholastic achievement, and set a good example and are positive role models. Today, our mayor's top teen is Megan McNeilis. Megan volunteers for Las Cruces Horsemen's Association and the La Bodega Food Bank. She is founder and leader of the Las Cruces High School Domestic Animal Welfare Group, an organization that helps unfunded institutions for homeless animals. She is a strong advocate for animal rights. Megan has faced many emotionally challenging situations due to family illnesses and has come through stronger and better prepared to face the world. She has learned time management through the stress of juggling family difficulties with her writing, teaching, academics, volunteer activities, and friends. Megan has a 3.9 GPA while taking honors and AP courses. She's received an Academic Achievement Award twice and was nominated as the Mesilla Valley Student Rotarian. Megan is a serious equestrian who rides and trains horses for three-day events. She teaches this sport and gives riding lessons to others on her retired champion horse, Felicia. Megan McNeilis is our mayor's top teen and hometown hero today, and we salute you. K-Great 104, Leanne Womack, I hope you dance. And this is nuts. An alleged burglar wanted by Welsh authorities sent a newspaper a picture of himself because he didn't like the mugshot that the newspaper published. He telephoned on Monday saying that he was not happy with the picture and that he would send them another one, and sure enough, he did. Police say it won't be long before we catch him. They put his picture on the front page of the newspaper. Hey, Great 104, Neil McCoy. Billy's got his beard goggles on as we take a look at our health moment this morning. Allergic symptoms are manifest in various forms and in different organs, and these include things, you know, like recurring headaches, migraines, dizziness, irritability, runny nose, asthma, shortness of breath, swelling of the face and eyes. The same substance can cause different symptoms in different people at different times. Now, certain nutrients have been found beneficial in prevention and treatment of allergies. One is to take vitamin B5, and that can bring great relief. You can take a vitamin like that at a dose of 100 milligrams a day for a month. And then it's also been found that 5 drops of castor oil in a cup of any fruit or vegetable juice or plain water and taken on an empty stomach in the morning is beneficial for allergies, for the intestinal tract, for the skin, and for nasal passages. And then lime is considered an effective remedy for any kind of allergy. Half of a lime may be squeezed into a glass of lukewarm water, sweetened with a teaspoon of honey. It can be taken once a day, first thing in the morning, for several months. There are more treatments for allergies. You can check out more information about that on our website, KGRT.com. Click on Don Diego's KGRT blog, and you'll see more information about your health moment right there. For K-Great, I'm Don Diego. Great Country with Jamie Johnson in color. Here's your break time chatter. Mark Boyle of Bath, England, has lived for the past year without any money. He says it's been the happiest time of his life. Now, Boyle lives in a small trailer, rides a bike everywhere, grows or forages for his food, gets his clothes from discard bins, and reuses stuff that other people throw away. He even cleans his teeth with toothpaste. He makes himself from cuttlefish bones washed up on the shore. He calls himself a free economist and has pledged to continue living without cash because he says it's made him a very happy person. Now, come on, he's British. How much money did he ever spend on toothpaste anyway? K-Great 104, wrapping up your family-friendly hometown country morning show with Billy Currington, Good Directions. Highway 70's open all day today. The highs are going to hover around 63. Don't forget to make your plans to attend the Mariachi Conference this weekend. Our hometown hero is Megan McNeilis, and we salute you. And I leave you with this thought. There is a light that shines beyond all things on earth, beyond the highest, the very highest heavens. This is the light that shines in your heart. God bless each and every one of you. Have a great day. I'll talk to you again manana. For K-Great, I'm Don Diego.